A Meaningful Way, written by Wandering Jedi Historian. Read by Flower Parish as Din,
K-Burb as Grief Karga,
and
Pazax as Cara Dune.
Holiday parties were something that Din knew existed, but they weren't exactly something he was overly familiar with. He had vague memories of them when he was a child, back before he'd lost his parents and been taken in by the Mandalorians. Celebrations in the covert had never been large. They hadn't been able to afford that. As he stared at the invitation on his comm from Grief Karga, Din struggled to know exactly what he wanted to do. Navarro was a home base for him and Grogu now, and Karga was a friend. Not going would be rude. Still, he didn't really know what would be required of him. Obviously, he wouldn't remove his helmet, so he wouldn't be able to partake in drinks or snacks or a meal, something that Hollows indicated were important parts of parties. His comm pinged with a second message.
You'll be able to use my office to eat while everyone else remains in the courtyard.
Din smiled softly at that, grateful his friend had already devised a plan. It made warmth bloom in his chest, this knowledge that he had a friend who cared enough to think of things like this without prompting. It was rare, very rare, for Mandalorians to have friends like that. Another ping.
Cara Dune will be visiting as well. I convinced her to take a few days' leave.
It was good to know that Karga and Dune were still on good terms, despite her leaving Navarro. He'd gotten the sense that Dune felt she still had unfinished business with the Empire. He could hardly blame her for that. It would be nice to see her again, see how she was doing in her new role. Din was still getting used to having friends outside the covert, so the fact that he actively needed to try to keep in contact with people was still something he struggled with. He vowed to do better going forward. Keeping in touch with Dune and Karga, and with Boba too, was something he wanted to do. Only speaking to those he considered friends in times of trouble was something he wanted to change. Looking at the kid, Din murmured, "Up for going to a party?" Grogu gurgled at him and then giggled. "I'll take that as a yes," Din said, smiling fondly, even though his kid couldn't see it. With only 2 days to go until the party, Din didn't bother to find a bounty or an assignment from Captain Teeva like his initial plan had been for the day. That could wait a few days. Fortunately, the weather on Navarro was cool, but not too cold for outdoor festivities. Din didn't know if there was anywhere in town that was big enough to hold a party like this indoors. The courtyard was decorated with all manner of festive garlands and banners for the party. Colored lights that would turn on as the sun set adorned the buildings in the area. The food and drinks laid out on the tables scattered around the courtyard outside Karga's office were simple, but plentiful. Very fitting for the people of Navarro. Everyone greeted him and Grogu cheerfully, making Din smile. He noticed a few other Mandalorians were scattered around. It didn't surprise him. While Bo-Katan and the Armorer were working to rebuild Mandalore, it was going to take years. Food was by no means plentiful on Mandalore, so families with younger children or elderly individuals would stay on Navarro in the territory Karga had granted them until Mandalore was better able to provide. Some other Mandalorians, still taking jobs as mercenaries or bounty hunters to help provide funds for taking care of their people during the rebuilding, also used Navarro as their base, as the guild did still have a presence there. It was nice, being so welcome. Mandalorians were hardly used to such things. Grogu squealed and gestured towards a group of children. Setting him down, Din said, "Okay, you can go play. Just be careful." Burbling what Din took for an affirmative, Grogu tottered over towards the children. He was met with glee, several of the little ones greeting him by name excitedly.
"He's still quite a favorite."
Din turned to see a grinning Grief Karga watching the proceedings with a proud eye. "Navarro has prospered under your care," Din observed. "I think the children are the clearest sign of that." Karga looked touched by the words.
"Thank you, my friend,"
he said,
I hope to provide a safe world for them to learn and grow.
There was no doubt that Din and his fellow Mandalorians would help defend this world again if needed. He hoped it never was. These children did deserve safety, as all children did.
When you're ready to eat, just let me know. I'll keep an eye on him, or IG-11 will. I know IG has been looking forward to seeing Grogu.
Nodding, Din replied, I'll take you up on that. Karga nodded.
For now, enjoy the festivities. There are some games on the far side of the square. I know some of the other Mandalorians are planning a little skills competition just outside the gates later.
He explained. Now that could be interesting.
Will they let non-Mandos play?
Din chuckled softly. That was a very Cara Dune way to make her presence known.
I'm sure they can be convinced,
Karga said with a grin.
Glad you could make it.
Smiling wryly, Dune replied,
The invite came at a good time. I needed a break before I punched someone I'm not supposed to.
Wincing, Din offered his commiseration. I've heard that working for the New Republic can be frustrating, he offered. Dune sighed.
Very,
she admitted.
But I need a drink if I'm going to talk about it anymore.
Karga gestured towards a bar set up off to the side.
We have plenty,
he assured her. Grinning, Dune said,
I need something to eat first, but I'm sure a few of those will have my name on them later.
Someone a few feet away called Karga's name.
If you'll excuse me.
They said their farewells, and he went on his way. Din turned to Dune. Other than frustrated, how have you been? He asked. Dune made a so-so gesture.
Went back because I thought I needed more closure. But I'm not sure that what I'm doing there is better than what I was doing here. Live and learn, I guess. The break will be good. How about you? I heard about Mandalore, but only far too late to be of any help.
He sensed a bit of regret and frustration from her at that. With Grogu, Din had been learning more about the comfort and consolation of touch, so he reached out and gently rested a hand on her shoulder. You are my friend, Din started slowly, but that doesn't mean you had any obligations to Mandalore. You've helped me, saved my life, more than once, but you have your own life to live. I don't hold it against you. Dune's lips quirked into a rueful smile.
Thanks,
she said.
You're my friend too, you know. I don't really have many of those, so I guess that's why it bothered me not to be there.
That was a sentiment Din understood well. I appreciate that you would have if you could, Din assured. Nodding, Dune looked around.
Where's the little womp rat?
She asked. Din gestured towards where Grogu was playing some sort of game with the other children.
He's looking good,
Dune observed.
Glad he's having fun.
They chatted for a while longer before Dune took her leave to go find something to eat after her long trip. Din wandered around the square, checking on Grogu, speaking with a few of the townspeople, and exchanging information with the other bounty hunters. It was nice, almost relaxing. Karga had the foresight to realize that Din wasn't the only Mandalorian that would need a private place to eat. Two tents were set up in a corner. While none of the adults would likely intrude, they couldn't rule out curious children, so a guard stood outside each tent, both to notify other Mandalorians that it was in use and to gently dissuade anyone who got too curious. Din took a turn standing guard to allow fellow Mandalorians to eat in peace. Then he found Grogu and scooped him up. Time for him to eat, Din explained to the children. He'll be back soon. A few disappointed grumblings met his words, but several of the other children's parents had also come to fetch them to eat, so the little group mostly broke up anyway. Din found Dune at a table and headed for her.
Hey, there he is,
Dune greeted with a smile. Grogu squealed happily and reached for her.
Want me to keep an eye on him while you get him something to eat?
Din accepted gratefully. It was nice seeing her more relaxed with Grogu now. He understood that not everyone felt any sort of parental urges, but one didn't need to be a parent to care about a child or their well-being. That was something Mandalorians all learned early. Perusing one of the buffet tables, Din found plenty of small finger foods that Grogu would like. He filled a plate, knowing that he'd just eat anything that Grogu didn't. He returned to the table to find Grogu animatedly burbling about something, little arms waving for emphasis. Dune was desperately trying to hide her grin.
"That is fascinating,"
Dune said.
"But your dad is back with your food."
Grogu cut off mid-burble and turned to Din expectantly. "Karga made sure they had all your favorites," Din declared. Correcting himself, he said, "Except live frogs. No one else eats those here." Letting out what could only be called a huff, Grogu eyed the plate.
"Bleh,"
Grogu grumbled, reaching out for something on the plate anyway. Dune smothered a laugh behind her hand. Despite the fact that he was wearing his helmet, Din was absolutely sure their eyes met unerringly, and he knew that she picked up on his own amusement. They chatted some more as Grogu happily nibbled away at the food on his plate.
"You going to take a turn at the tents?"
Dune asked. Din considered that for a moment before shaking his head. "Karga offered me the use of his office," he explained. "I'll probably take him up on that, leave the tents free for the others." Dune nodded.
"Makes sense. There's plenty of us around to keep an eye on the kid while you do. He'll be safe."
It meant something that Din struggled to put into words, having her so readily repeat Karga's offer to look after Grogu so he could eat without worry. Having friends like that, support like that, meant a great deal. "Thank you," Din said quietly. Dune smiled and took a sip of her drink.
"I was talking to the other Mandos earlier. The skills competition starts just mid-afternoon. If you're going to participate, you'll want to eat before that."
Din hadn't decided yet if he was going to participate or not. He said as much. Shrugging, Dune replied,
"Fair enough. I was assured I was welcome to, as long as I don't mind fighting an opponent in armor."
Snorting, Din asked, "Did you tell them about our fight on Sorgan, or how when we faced Gideon's forces here, you literally managed to lift me and drag me to safety mid-firefight?" Dune grinned.
"I did not. I just assured them it was fine. Let them learn the fun way."
Shaking his head, Din chuckled. "Just be prepared for the marriage proposals after you beat one or two of them," he advised. Eyes widening, Dune gasped.
"Wait, what?"
Laughing softly, Din nodded. "You're a friend to my people and a competent warrior," he explained. "Very attractive things to Mandalorians." Dune groaned.
"Now you warn me."
They talked for several more minutes until Grogu finished his food. "I think I'm going to take you all up on that offer now that he's eaten," Din said. "Would you mind taking him to IG-11 for me?" Dune shook her head.
"Not a problem."
Din stood and stroked the top of Grogu's head. "Be good while I go eat, okay?" Grogu's little face scrunched in determination. Din took it as an affirmative. With that, Din went to fill his own plate, trusting his friends to look after the child for a little while. As he walked towards Karga's office with his meal, Din couldn't help but be grateful for his friends and for this chance to celebrate the holiday in a meaningful way. He hoped, quietly, that it was the start of a new tradition.
The end.